Going through conflict is inevitable. And what I mean is that there you just can't avoid it. When you are dealing with human beings, you're going to always have your opinion. They're going to have their opinion. You're going to have their way of doing things and yours, vice versa, and all the things. And I don't necessarily think that having conflict is always bad, but sometimes it's just not very good. And so there is a way in the Bible that talks to us about how to handle conflict. And today we're going to talk about it. Welcome to the You, Me, and Jesus podcast. On this podcast, I share all about my experiences growing up with God, growing into the calling that God has had on my life, and experiencing the supernatural. When you're listening to this, you're going to hear from me as well as many of my friends talk about all the experiences we have with God. Some of the things you're going to hear are going to make you go, "What? I cannot believe that happened." Other things are going to make you cry, and some things are just going to make you laugh. But you're going to hear all about how we experience God. The goal of this podcast is to help you hear God clearer, get closer to God, and experience all of the supernatural. And so thank you so much for listening to the You, Me, and Jesus podcast. Welcome back to another episode of the You, Me, and Jesus podcast, where it is you, it's me, and it's Jesus. And we're always talking about all the things as it relates to being a Christian, living this Christian life, and, you know, just honoring God with who we are. So, you know, today's topic is about conflict. Now, this is not going to be a long episode per se, by any means, but I do want to touch on it. And one of the main reasons why I specifically want to touch on this is because I used to be so bad at this. I mean, so bad at this. I'm not the greatest at it now, but I am a lot better than I used to be when it comes to conflict. But also because since I've been in church and, you know, engaging with people, building relationships with people, I have had conversations with people who have conflict and they're trying to figure out how to navigate what they are dealing with. And so I want to just kind of share with you like my experience with me and all the things. So as it pertains to me and conflict, I don't like it. I don't think that anybody really likes conflict, because if you're in conflict, then that means there's something that is uncomfortable that is happening. There is a disagreement. There's some resistance, there's something that is happening there, and nobody is like feels favorably about something that's not going well. We all love it when everything is roses and peaches and all the things, but not when things are not going well. So I have not been someone who has enjoyed conflict. And so because I didn't and don't enjoy conflict, my tendency was to just run away from it, never to deal with it, never say anything, never have the uncomfortable conversations with people that need to be had, which then turns into something else worse down the line, or thus the relationship just gets severed, or it just becomes super awkward. And so over the years, I have lost a lot of relationships. I've lost a lot of opportunities. I've just had so much not so great things happen because I was so afraid of conflict and honestly, just not a good communicator. I just wasn't a very healthy person. Not just being afraid, but just healthy in terms of wanting to like keep the relationship intact until wanting to have the conversation. And so over the years, as a result of losing so many relationships, I mean, so many, and then going to therapy, reading lots of books to just better myself as a person in general, I started to mature and realize that I needed to have conversations with people that may not be comfortable, but that are necessary. And I cannot say that those conversations were great. I can't say that I stayed in relationship with all those people. I cannot say that I did a good job, you know, in all those conversations, but I can say that I started this process of getting better at it. And I think that you can as well. So let's kind of talk about what the Bible says about conflict. So there is a couple like scriptures I see in here, you know, that talks about conflict or whatever, but I'm just going to read to you a couple of them. So one of them is Matthew 5:18, and it says, pray about the conflict you are having before you address it with the other person, but go into prayer humbly, ask God to show you where you were wrong. Super good. And then there is Matthew 18:15-16, which a lot of us probably know, which is members to settle their differences privately with each other. And if this fails, they are to seek help in resolving the dispute. Okay. Now this one's kind of funny to me, but 2 Timothy 2:24 says, a servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but must be kind to everyone, be able to teach and be patient with difficult people. That's a funny one that I wanted to throw in there. But let's kind of talk about Matthew 5:18, where it says, pray about the conflict you're having before you address it. So one of the things that I did not do well is before addressing something with someone, just pausing, right? Just pausing. Like when I started to address conflict, I didn't realize I needed to just pause, think, process, and pray and get guidance from God and maybe somebody else. I was not doing that. I didn't realize I needed to do that. And so I would go into conversations with people hot. You know, it was kind of like, here's the moment, hot. And so typically when you go into a conflict hot, you're going into it in a way that other person on the other end is like, whoa, what is going on? And sometimes they're healthy enough to be able to step back and say, come back to me when you are calm. But other times you've got like, you're coming to them hot. So then guess what? They're going to come back to you hot. That is what happened to me more than anything, because I did not know about pausing. I didn't know about like thinking and processing and all that, like sleeping on it. And then I didn't realize that I needed to pray and talk to God about it. One, because I wasn't really talking to God about things like that. I was talking to him about, help me pay my bills or whatever. You know what I mean? And so I just ruined a lot of relationships, a lot of like situations, going in situations hot like that. But then as I started maturing over the years, many years later, I started to learn that, oh, okay, so just because something is happening doesn't mean I have to address it right now. I honestly think that I didn't really learn a lot about that until 6 years ago, because I was married. And when I was married and I had a situation with my husband, I would just go to him. It was just like, I had this stuff and I would go. And I was like, I just thought that I needed to address things or nothing would change. I didn't realize, you know, all the things. And it wasn't healthy for the marriage by any means. It wasn't healthy for our friendship by no means. And I honestly just did not know any better. And then once I started going through therapy after divorce, we didn't get divorced because of that. But I started to realize, oh, there is another way to do this. There's a more healthier way to do this. And so then I started like getting closer to God, and I started realizing, oh, I literally can talk to him about all of this stuff too. And I can get some guidance from him before going into a situation or conversation with a person or people or whatever. So again, I'm still not perfect at this by no means, but you know what I mean? And so what has started to happen is that like I've had some situations over the last 2 or 3 years where someone has done something, said something or what have you. And I have had to pause, think about it. Some of them I've had to pray about it and wait a day or two or three or a week or 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month to be able to respond to. But when I did respond, I was able to come at it at a different place. So I had this, I basically went no contact with my whole family for like a year. Because it was just crazy. It was just not good when my grandma passed. And I was just like, no. And it was because it's not just it wasn't just a here's a moment of conflict. It's like, here's my whole life of all this. And I walked into this situation and I'm just like, whoa, what in the? And I was like, all right, this is tearing me apart. I've got to go back home to California and I've got to deal with myself. But the beautiful thing that I was able to do because of all of this learning that I was doing in therapy, I was able to go to them and say, hey, listen, I am not upset with you. I just cannot talk to you right now. here's what you want. You had this realization about yourself and all that, but here is what you did to me recently. Here, and you know, we already talked about this at your house, all the other things you've been doing to me the last 40 years. And as of right now, I cannot handle you right now. I cannot handle this conversation. I cannot handle us trying to rebuild anything. I have got to deal with the grief I feel around my grandma passing. I've got to deal with all these other things. I just don't have me to offer you right now, but I'm not upset with you. I just have to come back when I am able to come back. And I know you want to talk right now, but I don't have me to give right now. But, and then, you know, they were not happy about it, but then it was like, okay, like, I think you're right, you know? And so then when that year passed or whatever, and I was able to have the conversation, they were expecting me to come in hot. But the way that I came in was totally different because one, I had lots of time to process, pray and all that. But also I had time to do a lot of therapy around it. And what ended up happening was I was getting these texts periodically. And I could see the person having some like realizations about themselves. And so it kind of helped me to understand that like, okay, this is going to be an easier conversation when I am ready on my time frame, you know? But also I had some times where there were some people, I was going to a church and there were people in leadership that were doing crazy stuff. I mean, just crazy stuff. And it was very hurtful for me and many others. And the thing that was going on with me with them, I had to pause, pray, think. And then I was like, hey, is there any way we can meet up? I need to talk to you guys. And then I was able to tell them, I love you. I appreciate you, da 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 da. And this particular thing here. And I'm able to articulate myself in a way that it still hurts them to hear it, but it's not coming at them hot in a way if I hadn't processed and thought about it. Does that make sense? And so I started to learn that. And so when you're thinking about going into a situation and talking to somebody about conflict, you've got to figure out how to pause. You've got to figure out how to step back, pray, and like get your head or whatever. Because if you want your desirable outcome, then you've got to go into it differently. Okay. But then the other scripture that talks about Matthew 18:15-16 says, members to settle their differences privately with each other. And if this fails, they are to seek help in resolving the dispute. So as it pertains to that particular scripture, a lot of us know that scripture. And I wasn't always somebody that did that. Again, like I told you that I had challenges with conflict. But because of all the growing and maturing, I've been on this journey to where now I'm starting to have more people come to me when they have areas of conflict. And at that same church that I was talking about, some of the same things I was experiencing, other people were experiencing, but they weren't saying anything to the people in leadership. And so because they were saying all this stuff to me, you know, I would listen and all that. And then I would say, and we would agree on all this stuff. And then I would say, okay, so now that we talked about it, we've vented about it, what are we going to do? We need to go to them. Because if we don't go to them, then we're just gossiping. We're not actually trying to resolve the situation. And then we had like a third person who was like feeling the same way. So we all kind of met up and talked about everything. And then I was just like, okay, so we have vented about it. What are we going to do about it? And then we were able to go to them and like just say, here are these three things that we're going to talk about. Not a million things, just three. And we're going to talk to them in a way that they can receive it. They received it, right? But also there have been times where, you know, people have come to me about a situation and I said, well, have you gone to them? Right? Have you gone to them? Like the people I was just talking about, I said, have you gone to them? No, I haven't gone to them. So why haven't you gone to them? You need to go to them. Well, I'm afraid of this and this, or I've said a little bit here, a little bit there, you know? And then I was like, okay, well, I am willing to be there with you as you talk through this. Okay. But you are going to do most of the talking. I'm not, but I'm going to be there to assist you. And we went into a situation where you could tell they were very timid. And I was just like, they were saying certain things and then I would pull certain things out. And then they would say certain things and I would pull certain things out. And as I was pulling it out, the people that were listening were like, okay, they could hear it was coming from a good place. But I was able to kind of be there as a mediator. And they all kind of said to me later, they were just like, There's no way that they would have been able to do that without you. So the people that needed to hear it, they couldn't have done that without you being there. And the people that needed to say it, they couldn't say it without you being there. Not that I'm God by any means or whatever. I'm just somebody who has been going on this journey, who has done it so bad for so many years, that has now trying to do it a lot better. So what am I saying to you? What I'm saying to you is that if you're talking about you're dealing with conflict, you've got to learn yourself. One, about like, what are you actually experiencing? Is this you? Is this whatever's going on with you? Is this actually how you're perceiving it? Is this actually what is happening? Are you being triggered? Are you coming from a hurt place? What is actually going on? And you've got to take some time and process before you can start just telling people what you think or how you feel or whatever, because otherwise you will hurt relationships. You will hurt whatever it is that you are in because you're not giving yourself the opportunity to think, pray, seek God, and then when need be, seek wise counsel. Now, it's not always an opportunity where you have the chance to like pause, pray, sleep on it and all that. Sometimes a conflict is right there in your face and you're like, you know, and what has to happen is that we all and you have to grow this muscle to where when that conflict starts up on us and we're just like, whoa, we have to learn how to go, hey, listen, I want to hear what it is you have to say. It sounds like I have done something, whatever, da 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 da. But if this is going to be mutually beneficial for us, we're going to have to pause. Because the way that this is coming out right now, it's not helping me at all. It's hard for me to hear you. It's going to make me angry at some point in time, and I don't want to do that. I want to hear exactly what I said. If I hurt you, I want to know exactly how I hurt you, and then I want to know exactly how I can rectify the situation, but I cannot hear you right now because of how you are presenting this situation. And so you have to learn how to be able to say that. It's very hard when it's right there in your face. Oh my God, it is so hard. But it is a muscle that we all have to learn. It's a muscle that we all have to grow so that we can all mature and then learn how to deal with conflict well. Okay. So if you enjoyed this episode, be sure to comment below and let me know what you think. If you got any questions, let me know. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. And if you're listening on the podcast, make sure you write a review. So thank you so much for listening and watching.
Thanks for listening to the You, Me, and Jesus podcast. I'm so honored and thankful that you have chosen to listen to this with us. What we would love more than anything next is for you to write a review. When you write a review on iTunes or Spotify, it actually helps the podcast be found by more people. So if you can do us a huge favor and give us 5 stars and write a review, and feel free to tell us what you loved about the episode. Thank you for being here. We're praying for you. We love you, and we pray the best for you and your life.